most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci, and welcome back to another season here at Max Tucci. We've been on summer break, and welcome back, everybody. We hope you're tuning in tonight on September 11th, 2011. Yes, it's been 10 years since September 11th, 2001. So tonight we're going to bring that essence of September 11th, 2001 back to heal. Is the topic that we're going to talk about later, because there's so much healing that people still need to process in their minds, and we're going to bring it to them tonight because we've got a wonderful guest coming on. We've got Sonia Popolo coming on. We also have Taja Seville, my celebrity co-host, coming on in just a little bit. But before that, everyone, it is Fashion Week in here in New York City, because that's where I am right now. Even though we are LA Talk Radio, you know I travel around thanks to Delta.com. Flights are on sale now, but do check this out. Here's the story. Fashion Week is here. Trends are all the rage, what people are wearing for spring 2012, but we still have to deal with fall 2011. Isn't that just the story? Well, we're going to have some great people coming on. Farah Ansani, you all know her, the one and only Farah. She's been on my show many times. She showed at the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week here in New York, and a show that was a presentation of about 20 gowns that were unbelievable. The craftsmanship, the detail. This woman knows who design people. So we're going to have her coming on. And then we have Caesar coming on. That's right. The stylist to the stars here in New York. Caesar styled Farah's show. So it's going to be a pleasure to have them both on, giving you the trends. But before we go there, I'm going to tell you a quote that I love. And this is the quote of the essence of September 11th, that as long as you say my name, my spirit shall never live. So to my cousin, Stephen Patterson, who died today, 10 years ago, in September 11th in the World Trade Centers. Stephen Patterson, there's your name, so let your spirit live. And today I want to wish my Auntie Nell a happy birthday as well. So on that note, everyone, you all know I love music and dedication, so we're going to play some great songs for you tonight. And here's a song that I just love so much. It really encompasses what America has to offer. It's America's song. It's one that really resonates through the people, that says we are unity. Remember when Queen Latifah said UNITY? Well, that's what we need here in this country. We need some unity, everyone. So if you haven't done so already, then go to the App Store and get your free app so we can all unite here on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends every Sunday night. I'm your host, Max Tucci. America's song on Max and Friends. It's been a while, guys. And coming up, we got Farah and Caesar. America song. Hit it, Ronan.
We have dreams from the sea to shine in the sea. And I hope you don't mind.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was America's song, because America is beautiful to me. But you know what? We got some hot topics, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic, and anyway, gonna drop it on.
Pick a topic because we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. That's what's up, everybody. It's Fashion Week in New York, and there's only one way to tell you what's going on for Fall Trends 2011. That's because we got Caesar in the house. Hey, Caesar, what's going on?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing. We're doing. So what's going on for Fashion Week this week? Not Fashion Week, but Fall Trends. You've seen everybody at the tents at the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. What are people wearing to these shows, and does it make any sense?
Well, to be honest with you, it's Fashion Week, and every time Fashion Week is going on in New York City, you're always going to see the actual trends, but you always see people trying to go above and beyond. But I think the trends right now, there's a lot of fur, especially like very bold colors, very psychedelic colors. There's been a lot of polka dots. I feel like prints are very heavy. But overall, I think that fall is stepped out of the boundaries this season, for sure.
So now, what do you think people should really be wearing for fall 2011?
Well, to be honest, I always feel like people need to look, first of all, into what fits their body more comfortably and what brings their figure out or what can make them feel good. But overall, I feel like a lot of, like, color. This season for fall, I feel like color is actually there, not just so much, like, these really bland colors, but, like, a lot of purples are coming out, greens, blues, which is kind of interesting to see just because during the fall season, you're not used to seeing all this color. You're usually seeing all the browns, greens, and everything else. But right now, I feel like people are not afraid to bring color during the fall season. You're in New York City, aren't you? Hello? Max?
Well, you know, according to Glamour Magazine, yeah, I am. But, you know, according to Glamour Magazine, they're saying at Glamour that the trends are these really great plaids. So I think, you know, that's what's going on. But, all right, y'all, well, check this out. We've got Farrah here, too, because Farrah's going to give us what's going on in spring 2012. So, Farrah, are you here with us?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Farrah, so you finally got the opportunity to come on air with us.
What a producer called me at the last minute. Yes, I am here. Hi, everyone.
Well, we're so glad that you're back here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. I saw your collection at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. It was a phenomenal presentation. Your workmanship, your craftsmanship is unbelievable. What inspires you, Farrah, to do another collection, especially for New York?
Well, the most important thing as a designer point of view is that to design a wearability collections, and this collection, this season that I inspired by Asia, I spent 2 months in Asia, especially in Japan and also in Hong Kong and in Shanghai. And my collections for this season that is based on Oriental enchantment, and it's very graceful, very pretty, very vibrant color, different shades of pinks. That is basically that is symbolized of cherry blossoms and the beauty of the Oriental.
Now, what makes the Oriental inspire you so much?
The decadence, the delicacy, the beauty of colors, the warmness, and myself and as a nation.
So you inspire yourself, don't you, Farrah? Now, listen, Farrah,
darling.
You know, we're just looking at you right now. Everyone, go on Facebook. Find Farrah on Facebook. Her last name is spelled A-N-G-S-A-N-A. She is – the celebrities are all wearing your stuff. You just dressed Juliette Lewis for the Toronto Film Festival, so congratulations on that. Juliette, you look beautiful.
Oh,
we saw
you.
All your pictures.
How do you know that?
Well, Farrah, we're here at Max and Friends. We know everything, and we know that we got you here. We're happy that you're here. Juliette Lewis, you looked amazing in that blue one-sleeve dress. Gorgeous. Everyone, Farrah's
Thank
on Twitter. You.
You
can find Farrah on Twitter. Farrah has a quote that was part of the essence of her show this year, and it was, "Fashion's true virtue lies in lasting style. Fashion changes, but style is eternal." What makes you say those words, Farrah?
Well, you know that, Max, in fashion today, everyone is looking for about how to make money, quick money. But actually, is that really fashion? And fashion changed so much for the past 10 years. And there is no more artistry in it. It's more about selling. And the company is all about making how much money they are going to make this season. But why the artistry? But basically, fashion wasn't like that before. Fashion about beauty, about dignity, about integrity, about style. It's not about, that's the reason why the fashion changed. Every season, fashion changes. But as long as you find your own style, it remains the same, but you just have to adapt the trend, but the style is always remained. That is the reason why if you find your style, the style is eternal.
Eternal. Well, you know, Farrah, you are eternal in my eyes, and thank you so much for joining us here tonight. We look forward to seeing what's next for you, because you are nonstop. You know, I follow you on Facebook because you're one of my dearest friends, obviously, and you are just in the air more than you are on the ground, so I say good for you, but take some time for yourself.
Thank you.
And congratulations on a very successful show. You had great reviews already. I've seen them all. So
I am overwhelmed. Thank you so much.
And congratulations also, I've got to tell you, on Vogue, Italian Vogue. They did a great article on you, as did UK Vogue. You've got great coverage, Farrah, so congratulations. You should be very proud.
Oh, darling, it took me like about 12 years to get where I am today. So just like, it's just like, okay, I've been blessed by someone and just immediately I'm in Vogue. No, it's just a lot of hard work,
a lot of dedication,
hard work, courage, and also a lot of passion and tenacity.
Well, the favorite quote that you once said to me was that you are a fashion designer, not a fabric supplier. So, Farrah, thank
yes.
you so much. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Caesar, thank you so much for the trends. Everyone, that's Farrah, that's Caesar. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. And that was Hot Topics, Ronan.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to pick a topic and drop it. And that was the fashion trends with Farrah and Caesar. Thank you both so much for being here. Hey, everyone, if you want to follow them on Facebook, go to Farrah, F-A-R-A-H-A-N-G-S-A-N-A, and Caesar. And Caesar's last name is spelled G-A-V-I-R-I-A. Follow them, hit them up, love them, enjoy them, and watch what's going on in the world of fashion. Now we're going to take this show and we're going to go into the root of September 11th. Today's day, 10 years ago, what happened? So let's all take a deep breath. And in that deep breath, let's take a moment of silence and remember those who died today. I know so many people, my mother's friends as well. It's quite a day of remembrance. New York had a little weird vibe today. I was there, you know, it's Fashion Week here in New York. And it's just that somber note that we all just go on with our lives. We forget. We want to forget, I think. But what we really need to do is just sit back, remember that unity we had. You remember we were all family back then, 10 years ago. Remember Nile Rodgers did We Are Family, the remix for September 11th? And we were family back then. We all gathered. We all became one. And 10 years later, I feel like, you know what? We're not that one we used to be. So I really just pray that we all just calm down for a moment, take a deep breath, take a moment of silence right now here on Max and Friends, for all those who were lost on September 11th, 2001. All right, we got to go on with the show, everyone, just like we got to go on with living our lives. But you know what? We are family. And if you want more information about the Nile Rodgers Foundation, go to wearefamilyfoundation.org, make a donation there, tune in and find out what it's all about. And on that note, when we come back, we've got Taja Seville, my celebrity co-host here, as well as Sonia Popolo, whose mother died on the plane crash that hit the first building. I got to compose myself for a minute. So we are family, everyone, on Max and Friends. Hit it, Ronan. We'll be right back.
lost inside of me. Every once in a while there would be some teardrops hitting the ground wherever I go. It's not easy for me to let you go, even though I pretend it didn't bother me. So much to say about you, watching you walk away without saying anything towards something that could have been different right now. All I was trying to do was to show my love to you. I'm waiting for your blessing, knowing that you mean so much.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Nile Rodgers, We Are Family, and of course Thomas Hibner's That You Mean So Much to Me. We've got a great book here tonight that we're going to talk about. It's called Sonia's Ring: 11 Ways to Heal Your Heart. And there are 11 ways to heal your heart. And the only way that we're going to find out about those 11 ways is that if we bring on my next guest, Sonia Popolo and Tasha Seville. Welcome both.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Max, for having us.
Absolutely. Well, Taja, I know that this story today, September 11th, means a lot to you as well. So, Taja, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on with your September 11th connection, and then we're going to go right into Sonia. So, Taja, tell me.
All right. Well, you know, I was in New York, actually, on September 11th, and the day before, I had just sung some background vocals on Seal's record, and I was flying back from California to New York, and we had to make an emergency landing, and I was on U.S. Air, and so that was, you know, that was kind of an ordeal. The pilot came on and said, you know, if we make it onto the ground, there'll be fire trucks and whatnot. We did make that emergency landing, and then we had to take another red eye to New York. And I got in, and I was exhausted, and I that night it was raining and it was thundering very loudly. It was unusually loud thunder. And the next morning was 9/11, and I had an ordeal. I ended up getting out of the city just in time before the last bridge closed, and I went up the island to a friend's in the Hamptons, and then Nile Rodgers called me. I think he called me the next day, and he said, listen, can you call some friends? You know, can you call Seal and Prince and different people? He said, I'm putting together a video. We're going to do a video to the song We Are Family, and we're going to do that, you know, like in a week. He pulled this thing together, and he got all of these people together, Diana Ross and Patti LaBelle, and Spike Lee filmed it, and we all sang We Are Family, and there were also doctors from Ground Zero that came, you know, for like an hour and participated. And then Nile got on a plane. You know, this was like 10 days. This is very shortly after. He was able to pull it together, and by then planes were able to fly, and he flew the next day to California and did the same thing on the West Coast, and John Singleton taped it, and he put it all together in a video, and it became a documentary, and then it became Nile's foundation, the We Are Family Foundation, which is all about tolerance. So a lot of, hopeful, goodwill, positive things came out of, Nile's original vision to have this song, We Are Family, really have some meaning for the world in that moment. So that's my experience in a nutshell. It's obviously there's a lot more to it than that. But, I know Nile was going to be on the show tonight. I think he's in London.
He's in London.
So I don't know if he's going to be able to make it. But it was very Nile forged forward. And, you know, Sonia, that's something that when I read about your book and, you know, a lot of the inspiration that you're bringing to the world through your story, you know, it's the same spirit of, you know, bringing that inspiration out of such a tragedy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying that. And that's definitely what we have to do. And what do you want me to talk about?
Well, you know, Sonia, there's a quote. There's a great quote, everyone. If you Google the name Sonia, P-O-U-P-O-L-O, there's a video that's there. And the quote that's in the intro of the video said, love lasts forever. Love never dies. So, Sonia, why don't you tell us a little bit about your mother's story and the ring that was found in October that inspired you to write this book?
And I will. So, yes, love lasts forever and love never dies and miracles do happen. My mom perished on Flight 11 on September 11, 2001, and 11 months to 12 months after, they found her ring on her left hand. And this beautiful ring was as Marshall McLuhan says, the medium is the message. The medium is the ring, and the ring is the message of that miracles do happen. And from this, They found the ring under over 1.6 million tons of rubble in Ground Zero. Mm. And I think if you see my YouTube video, if you see my Vimeo video, if you see it, when you see it, you can really understand what a miracle that is. Different from when we hear it, when we speak about it, no? From when we see. And miracles do happen. And from this, you know, so much has happened over these 10 years, but it has been really an incredible experience, an incredible journey. And the 11 ways to heal your heart is for anyone who has a heart, and anyone, we all know what pain and suffering is, and we've all experienced our own, what I call our own 911.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about this love, hope, healing, how we move forward in any loss, because we have lost every day, whether it's a 911 or our own 911 moment, whether we lose a job, whether we lose our home, whatever loss, whether we lose a loved one, we all know what that suffering is like. And I want to say what a privilege and honor it is to share my Sonia's Ring, 11 Ways to Heal Your Heart, my story, with your listeners today, Max. Thank you so much.
No, absolutely.
For allowing me.
Well, you know, the message that you have with the 11 Ways to Heal Your Heart, you know, there are so many people, and L.A., the whole world was affected. So whether you're in New York, L.A., Detroit, or Texas, or whether you're in Europe or Asia, we were all affected on September 11th. And whether you knew someone personally or not, it still broke our heart in one way or another, because it devastated every nation. And so what are some of the ways that you have in your book that we can begin to heal our hearts, Sonia?
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful, thank you so much for asking that, because, yes, one of the things I even say in my book is, have you ever had a broken heart? Do you know what it's like? And the 11 ways to heal your heart I want to share with you are love, faith, hope, perseverance, compassion, kindness, nourishment, meditation, forgiveness, gratitude, and wisdom. And I think out of all of those, that the love is really probably the most important, because love, 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 all we need is love. And from love, hope is the sign that love endures. And in my book, I talk about my experience in healing my heart, and it's an everyday practice. You know, I practice like Bikram yoga, for example, and every day that, you know, you're different and there's constant changes, but it's the same practice. And for anyone, no matter whether you have what religion, whether you're Christian or Jewish or Buddhist, or it doesn't matter, or you're not religious, we all have a heart, and we all have experienced knowing what a broken heart feels like. And so the 11 ways to heal your heart, my 11 ways are really values or virtues that can exist in any religion or non-religion. But if you have a heart, we also have the power to heal our hearts.
You know, there's a book that Martin Luther King wrote called The Strength to Love. And you know, he grapples and talks about how you do that, because it's a strength when you're talking about continuing to love or learning to love or finding the love, you know, in a tragic situation. And he certainly was going through some tragic situations when he wrote the book. And I wanted to ask you, Sonia, for you, the experience that you've gone through losing your mother in this tragic event. How did you find it in your heart to find that strength to continue to love? And what made you decide? Like, what was the deciding moment when you decided to write the book and had that vision to share share how to do that with others?
Well, it was a process, and I decided I knew I needed to write a book, write my book on September 12, 2001. So it was immediate. Like, I immediately knew I needed to write a book, but I wasn't quite sure what the book was supposed to be about. And it was a process into knowing what type of book this was supposed to be. Should it be a public diplomacy book? Should it be a book to embrace this Christian message? Should it be this other? And clearly, after years of meditation, contemplation, I then listened to my own voice, and that was to create, that was to write my spiritual book. And to, this is for spiritual awakening for humanity. I think 9/11, when 9/11, my mom and I were like one person. She was my best friend. And the last words my mother said to me is that I'm a survivor and I always will be a survivor. And I feel that through my book, yes, she, it, the voice, the love, the everything that I, the beautiful gifts that she gave me, they live through my message. And I want, may I read a beautiful poem that she
wrote? I would love you to.
Okay, so it's called Life. And life is so precious, embrace it. Life could be better, do not sink it. Life is now, enjoy it. Life is what happens while we are making other plans. Life is like a quick blow of a flame from a small match. Live it. For life is long, and the time, all the time we spend here is so limited. Life is so good and so wonderful. Thank you, God. By Sonia Mercedes Morales Poplo. That was my mom.
And
she
wrote,
when did she write that?
August 5th, 2001.
Wow.
And when you said that her last words to you were, I'm a survivor, when did she say that to you?
As she was walking out the door.
Yeah.
Are you serious? When she was walking out the door,
September 11th, 2001.
Go to the airport.
Yeah. To go to the airport, that's what she said to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, Sonia, if you'd be so kind, Sonia, would you do me a favor and repeat your mother's name for me one more time, her full name?
Sonia Mercedes Morales Popolo.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. There is a quote that I just adore. And when my aunt had died in 96, someone had once told me, as long as you say their name, their spirit shall live. So it's
that.
So important to say,
yeah.
Sonia Morales Popolo. Sonia Mercedes Morales Popolo.
Sonia Mercedes Morales Popolo.
And then her spirit shall always live.
I love that.
And I think it's so important. You know, when we're born, we're given a name. And it's interesting when people say, you know, we're born and the two things we have in life are a birth certificate and a death certificate. But even when we're born, we have our name printed on these things. And the printing of our name lasts forever, no matter where it is. And so as long as we say those names, the spirit shall live forever. So I truly believe that.
Amen.
And, you know, Sonia, it's very interesting because when I was watching all these YouTube videos, Hillary Clinton had done the eulogy for your mother.
Yes.
And I think it's so powerful that in eulogies, we say such extraordinary things about people. And it just seems that you and your mom had this connection where every day you said powerful things to each other. So how was it for you to sit in that church that day when Hillary Clinton was reading your mother's eulogy? What was going through your heart and your mind?
Well, what was going through my heart and my mind? Well, there was a certain part when Hillary's religion said, well, she would want to be remembered young and beautiful forever. And that was very much my mom when she would say that and when she said that, and it made everyone laugh, because I think that that was really, really great, because mommy always would want to make like people laugh, or and she would want to be remembered as young and beautiful forever. And when she also, I arrived late for the memorial tribute, a little late. So it was, you know, interesting when she said that. I think that there was a point when she spoke about this conversation that she had with Eleanor Roosevelt, like when they were talking about the Eleanor Roosevelt conversation, they were talking about, you know, this quote that Hillary had shared with us, and I didn't know that that was, I didn't know that, that she was going to talk about that. And I, when she said that, I was very choked up. I held back my tears because I remember my mom said, no, don't cry in public, you know. So, I held back my tears during that time. But I have to say, I want to share with the listeners that the reason I shared this now during this 10th year anniversary was so that people would understand that the message of love from 2001 is still now the same message of love in 2011. And it's just, it keeps on going. And that
it will be the same message as well in 2021 and so on.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Well, what's great about your book, and I've yet to read it, but I look forward to ordering a copy. And everyone, you can go to soniasring.com. Copies are available right now. They're for sale. Soniasring.com. I encourage you all to go and buy the book. And the reason being is because sometimes we get caught up in life and we forget about that. Let's take a minute to heal our heart, to forgive, to love, to have all these wonderful virtues. And this is a perfect guide, Sonia's Ring, in life, because it's a story that's inspired by a mother. And I think mothers' inspirations are so inspiring to people. And Sonia's book, Sonia's Ring, is going to be a guide for you to remember, hold on, let me tune in with my heart. Let me heal my heart today. Let me love. And for someone, you guys got to, everyone listening tonight, just, you know, you might have a disconnection to September 11th, but we have Sonia on right now. And you have to realize Sonia's mother was on this flight 11 that went into the buildings at World Trade Center. And if Sonia can forgive such a barbaric human that would fly these planes into buildings, we all have that same ability to forgive and to love. So, Sonia, I think this book really is such a deeper and stronger meaning than just, you know, a book that we can purchase and that some people are going to put on their shelves. It's really going to be a guide because, Sonia, I believe that, you know, we all have a gift in life and we all have a legacy that we want people to remember us by. And I do believe that your book, Sonia's Ring, 11 Ways to Heal Your Heart, is a strong legacy for you. And so what do you think from this book would be, if you were to condense it, I know it's hard to condense 11 ways, but I think I got your message here, which is love. But if you were to just have one way where we can say people every day when you wake up, have this way to heal your heart, what would that be, Sonia?
Well, okay, I would say that every day when you wake up, think about hope, healing, and love. Think about those three words, hope, healing, and love. Love is the most important, and hope only can exist when love endures. And then through that, healing will happen naturally. Yeah. And just
and
smile,
one of the,
smile.
That's one of the things that I was just going to say, because you say that I hope you smile more and that your soul dances with joy. And also that the book deals with, you know, facing anger and hatred and unkindness and being able to walk through those, work through those, and heal yourself of those attributes. And, you know, I mean, I just love that you said, I hope that you smile more and that your soul dances with joy, because I think that It's I mean, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, because when you're, and you said we all have our 911 moments. I certainly have had mine. And I think when you're in the vortex of that, you know, moment, it's really, really hard to imagine your soul dancing with joy or smiling again. And it's hard to imagine being able to get through the anger and the hatred and things like that. So I mean, I really look forward to reading the book, and I was curious too on, just like Max said, you know, if there's a way to boil it down into sort of a, a quick headline or some sort of a word of wisdom of how, you know, when you're dealing with that intense kind of, you know, hatred or anger or whatever, because it all comes from pain and hurt, how, and, you know, how do you pull yourself out of that, you know, vortex? I mean, I know what I've done, but, you know, with your book, Sonia's Ring, and talking about and using the ring as a symbol, too, which I really want to ask you about that, too. But what would be the one thing that you would say? I know it's love. I know it's waking up and thinking of it. But when you're really, truly in the middle of that feeling, what do you do?
I think that you can reflect or meditate upon. It's not just the one, whether it's love or hope or that equals, you know, the healing. I think that you can, I think you would have to look at it. Yeah, it's a lot of self-reflect, you know, reflection or contemplation, but also the 11 ways to heal your heart is a combination of all of these values or virtues that's a combination of, it's like a practice. So, you know, so if you, for example, I do Bikram, so you have 26 postures and you have to practice this, you know, you do this the same thing every day. So the 11 ways to heal your heart, it's the same practice, whether you have to focus on love or you focus on perseverance or you focus on meditation or you focus on wisdom, whatever it is, no matter what you're experiencing at that moment, I think, and what you do, I think that whenever we're going through our own 911 moment, we are experiencing something that actually on a physical level, it hurts us. Energetically, physically, spiritually, we're suffering. So yes, it's not, you know, easy to hear. Don't worry, it's all going to pass. So it's just a process, and we all experience our own 911 moment differently. Yeah. And I think that we have to be, at times, we have to be compassionate to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we have to, you know, remember to keep our faith that times are going to be better, and be kind to one another, and learn to forgive someone if they've said something that's unkind or not right or whatever it is. And I think that in expressing gratitude each day just for the air that we breathe is fantastic. And
it is. You know, it's so important. Every morning when I wake up, Sonia, the first thing I say is thank you. Just thank you, thank you.
That's
and just
beautiful.
In moments in life, we have to say thank you. You know, today, September 11, 2011, is 10-year anniversary. And
yes.
My cousin also was in the towers that day, and he lost his life.
Sorry.
Stephen Patterson. So when that quote just resonates, that as long as you say my name, my spirit shall live. And, you
That's
know, it's
beautiful.
So true that every day there's someone in the world that loses a parent, a sibling, or someone that they love. And the book, Sonia's Ring, 11 Ways to Heal Your Heart, will be the perfect book for you all to read, to understand, to just encompass yourself with. And let this book surround your heart and surround your being with these 11 ways to heal your heart. Because when your heart has completely healed, when you've forgiven, when you're in that space of joy and happiness and gratitude, that's when you'll be able to love again. So until
Absolutely.
You can get into that space, the love is going to be almost like an unreal love. So we have to just get everything, put all the differences aside, center ourselves, read the book, Sonia's Ring, 11 Ways to Heal Your Heart, and remember the name Sonia Mercedes Morales Popolo, because that name spells love. And I thank you so much, Sonia, for being a guest on my show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me and for sharing Sonia's Ring, 11 Ways to Heal Your Heart with your listeners. What a privilege, blessing, and the greatest gift that I can give my mom and give to you and give to this world. Thank you so much.
I'm honored to have you on, and we will say your mother's name so that her spirit shall continue to live and flow through you so that you can create the brilliance of books, of more books, and you have a movie coming out as well.
Yes.
So I do have a feeling that with your mother by your side, you're about to create some amazing things, and I look forward to seeing them.
I thank you so much.
Sonia, have a beautiful night. And again, your mother's name?
Thank you. Sonia Mercedes Morales Popolo.
Her spirit shall live. Thank you so much for being here
God
tonight,
bless
Sonia.
You.
Likewise
thank you.
To you. And I'll talk to you after
lots
the show.
Lots of gratitude and love. Okay.
And to you too. Sonia'sRing.com is the place to go. We lost Taja, but check her out at TajaSeville.com. Hey, everyone. I got to tell you the weather in New York. Tomorrow, 80 with 61 is a low and sunny. L.A., 79 with a high and 60 is a low and sunny. Miami, 86 with rain and 76. So if you're in Florida, go to Delta.com and go to L.A. or New York because flights are on sale now. Delta, we climb higher. Hey, CBS News is on next. I want to say thank you to Caesar, to Farah, to Taja, to Sonia. The book, Sonia's Ring, 11 Ways to Heal Your Heart. I hope tonight we've inspired you to really just love. Love is the answer. It's the way. And I'm glad that I'm here to tell you all, love, 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 love one another. Because if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? But on that note, I'm your host, Max Tucci. You are listening to Max and Friends. I've got a great season coming up for you. Tonight was a little bit of a heavy show for me, so I'm not 100% there. But I'm here, and I hope you all feel me. So I got to say hi to Sophie, Lauren, and Keith. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. And take life to the max. Until next time, love you all, and thank you for listening. CBS News, next. Good night.